Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like you're navigating a minefield of emotions. Anger, sadness, anxiety, they can all hit us hard, leaving us feeling lost and unsure. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Learning to handle those tough emotions without letting them hijack your whole being. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of negativity? You know that feeling when anger boils over, or anxiety takes hold and whispers doubts in your ear? Yeah, been there, done that. But guess what? We don't have to be victims of our emotions. We can learn to understand them, process them, and even use them as fuel for growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those difficult waters like a boss. Firstly, acknowledgement is everything. Bottling up your feelings is like trying to hold back a tsunami. Eventually, it's going to break free. So give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling. Don't judge yourself for having these emotions, they're valid. Just remember, acknowledging doesn't mean acting on every impulse. Think of it as giving your emotions space to breathe without letting them control the steering wheel. Secondly, find healthy outlets. Channel those emotions into something constructive. Write in a journal, go for a run, paint, dance, play music, whatever helps you express and release what's swirling inside. You know that saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. Well, sometimes talking things out with a trusted friend or therapist can be incredibly helpful too. Thirdly, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our minds have this annoying habit of going down the rabbit hole of negativity? Those inner critics can be brutal. But remember, you are not your thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Practice replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and realistic perspectives. Fourthly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Remember that everyone experiences difficult emotions as part of the human experience. Treat yourself with understanding and forgiveness. You're doing your best, and that's all that matters. And finally, focus on what you can control. While you can't always control external circumstances, you can control how you react to them. Choose to respond with grace, resilience, and a positive outlook. Remember, you have the power to shape your own emotional landscape. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who is feeling overwhelmed by work stress. She's constantly worrying about deadlines, her boss's expectations, and the possibility of missing up. She starts snapping at her loved ones, neglecting her self-care, and even experiencing physical symptoms like headaches and insomnia. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to take action. First, she acknowledges that she's feeling stressed and overwhelmed. She allows herself to feel these emotions without judgment. Next, she finds healthy outlets, going for walks in nature, practicing yoga, and journaling her thoughts and feelings. She starts challenging her negative thought patterns, replacing "I can't handle this" with "I am capable of managing this." She also practices self-compassion, reminding herself that it's okay to feel stressed and that she's doing her best. Finally, Sarah focuses on what she can control: her work schedule, her communication with colleagues, and her personal boundaries. By taking these steps, Sarah begins to regain control over her emotions and her life. So remember, navigating difficult emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with self-awareness, healthy coping mechanisms, and a compassionate approach to yourself, you can emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have worked for you in dealing with challenging emotions? Share your insights in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and thrive together. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this episode resonated with you. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.